Blog Talk Radio.
Que la pueda ocupar, tomas forma de canción, es una vez que sale de mi corazón y murmurará, aún sin querer, por los caminos más lejanos, por los sueños que soñó, será reflejo de amor lo que me tocó vivir, será el camino que yo sigo, lo que siento por ti.
Oye, tu sol.
En el alma de su gente, en el cuero del tambor, en las manos del sombrero, en los pies del bailador.
Y vivirá, no morirá, por eso traje a Feliciano pa' que le pueda cantar.
Será lo que siempre fue, con su azúcar para ti, y vivirá.
cuando me fui buscando el cielo de la libertad. Cuántos amigos yo dejé y cuántas lágrimas lloré. Yo viviré para volver a encontrar.
Y seguirá cantando su canción, cantando hay su música donde haya bailado.
Y cuando suene una guaracha, cuando suene un guaguancó, en la sangre de su pueblo, ella siempre vivirá.
Oye el rincón, su viejo son, quiere la cabeza de cualquier ciudad.
En el alma de su gente, en el cuero del tambor, en las manos del conguero, en los pies del bailador.
Mira, allí estará, mientras paso la comparsa, con tu rumba cantará.
Será siempre lo que fue, con tu azúcar para ti, y vivirá, y ella vivirá.
Su viejo sol, tiene la clave y la cadencia de cualquier regeneración.
En el alma de la gente, en el cuero de un tambor, en las manos de un conguero, en los pies del bailador.
Más largo de tu carrera, tan intenso como tu legado musical. El mundo entero te da las gracias. Cuba te da las gracias, Celia. Y ahora te toca a ti cerrar esta noche tan especial. Ya lo hiciste con broche de oro. Muchas gracias a todos. En nombre de la cadena Telemundo, de todos los artistas que participamos en esta emotiva reunión, en nombre de todo el público que la adora, decimos gracias. ¡Gracias, Celia Cruz!
Por tu voz, por tu amor, que Dios te bendiga.
¡Ahí no va!
Para que 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 para Felicitar quiero a todos sus compañeros que han estado aquí presentes, también todita la gente, como Celia lo quería. Hoy yo estoy aquí presente y doy mi improvisación, es que este canto sincero, hay ángeles en el cielo, y hoy en mi espíritu se encierra, y hay ángeles en la tierra, que hoy hacia el cielo partieron, cantando todos vinieron, Celia te quiero cantar, y yo te quiero brindar mi homenaje más sincero. Ustedes que aquí vinieron, no sé por qué se preocupan. Ustedes que aquí vinieron, no sé por qué se preocupan. Siempre vivirá por siempre mi Celia, también su azúcar.
Quiero pasear sin amargura por la calle de tu recuerdo. Oye, alele.
Y rescatar por fin al niño perdido en mi pensamiento. Óyelo.
Porque el tiempo y la memoria,
porque el tiempo y la memoria
juegan juntos en nuestra historia.
Se me fue toda una vida,
se me fue toda una vida.
Imagen no se me borra.
Quiero volver sin mirar atrás, poder vivir para perdonar. Quiero sentir, quiero regresar a la Cuba mía.
Quiero volver sin mirar atrás, poder vivir para perdonar. Quiero sentir, quiero regresar a la Cuba mía.
Celia nunca olvidó a su tierra.
Falta mi tierra, Cuba, pero un día la recuperaré.
Better love, Beverly D. Better love.
I apologize. I'm just talking and I have my mute on. I didn't have my mic open. How are you doing this evening, Eddie Rodriguez?
Well, thank you very much, Beverly G, for inviting me again to your wonderful, wonderful Block Talk radio program, Truth to Power, with Beverly G every Thursday from 9 to 11 p.m. I'm honored to be here tonight to co-host with you the last broadcast or blockcast of Black History Month, putting a spotlight on Black artists in Latin music. And you just heard the music and the voice of the incredible, the queen of salsa music, Celia Cruz. May she rest in peace. She was a wonderful human being, and tonight we're going to remember her and her music and be able to learn a little bit more about what she did, my experience working with her, and some of the things that happened along the way, like the people behind her that when she came from Cuba, she went to Mexico first with the Sonora Matancera, and then she came to the U.S. and she landed in New York. And that's when her career really started to take off. I wish the audience could see the video that you of the composition that you just played. That was a Gloria Gaynor hit, "I Will Survive," and Celia Cruz was able to do a salsa arrangement to that song and sing it in Spanish. She entitled it, "Yo Viviré," I will survive in Spanish, I will live on. And it was befitting during that tribute concert, her, you know, being alive, to have that event. It was a television special. And all the top artists in Latin music, from Jose Feliciano to Mark Anthony to Gloria Estefan to salsa artist Tito Nieves and Mark, you know, just so La India, among others, and Victor Manuel, Gilberto Santa Rosa. These are all top Latin salsa music artists that were able to pay homage to her in life, you know, while she was alive. And we heard during one segment Victor Manuel singing a cappella. So one of her songs, Carnaval, that was arranged by Isidro Infante and written by an Argentine songwriter, and she turned that into a mega hit, mega hit, that song, Carnaval. I'm honored tonight to be with you, Beverly D, and I hope your audience enjoys the spiritual aspect of what we're bringing to them, music with feeling. Music with at a frequency that you can, the body can move and dance, and especially to feel the connection with the voice of the queen of salsa music. Her music lives on, and her legacy lives on. As you know, we'll talk a little bit more about this, but the U.S. Mint is going to have in its 2024. Minting process, the image of Celia Cruz, the first Cuban American to ever be on an American currency, on a quarter. And so that's a big deal because she came here. She was such a humble, and her husband, Pedro, may they both rest in peace. They were humble human beings. All they did was thought about work, you know, and their art, and they didn't have any children, but they had a lot of friends. And, you know, if you worked with them, they were family, and I was honored and blessed to have worked with her. We have some music coming up right now that's very interesting. One of the songs that we have is when she was with the Fania All-Stars and Pete Peter Conde Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is with
Tico.
With Ray Barretta. Oh yeah, we have that Tito Puente, Bemba Colora coming up. I think we started off with a medley with Tito Puente and Celia
yeah.
Cruz. So let's get back to some music, thank you once again, Beverly, for inviting me to share this music on your show, Truth to Power, during Black History Month. I think what we're going to do is extend Black History Month to Black Latin American History of Music Month. And there should so many Black Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Puerto Rican, Afro-Colombian, Afro-Venezuelan, Afro-Peruvian, Cuban, obviously, and Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic that identify themselves as Black. This is what their race is, Black. And so
yeah.
that's why I use the word Black, just like in Black History Month, Black Latin American artists and music. And also, thank you once again, and I think we've got
thank
a lot
you.
Of music.
Thank you.
And we're okay. here, so let's get back to the music.
Okay.
Definitivamente, que ahondar en detalles en cuanto a la vida artística y profesional y trayectoria en cuanto a presentaciones y grabaciones de LP en nuestro país de Celia Cruz es remontarnos al año de 1948, porque fue en aquella oportunidad cuando Carlos Landaeta, un connotado compositor, percusionista y director de su banda, la Sonora Caracas, le dio esa excelentísima oportunidad y por supuesto Celia la aprovechó. Posteriormente, engrosa las filas de la orquesta del trompetista y también afamado arreglista y compositor Leonardo Pedrosa. Y luego, ya por último, presentándonos otra buena versión de diferentes temas grabados tanto con Sonora Caracas y con Leonardo Pedrosa, graba con un brillante trombonista, arreglista y compositor, director de su propia banda, de su propia gran orquesta para los años 50 en Venezuela, la orquesta de Luis Alfonso Larraín. Pero para seguir ahondando en detalles, los dejo con mi compañero de Venezuela, Víctor Prada.
Muchas gracias. Y realmente el nombre de Celia Cruz no solamente es famoso en la América Latina, sino también en Europa. ¿Sabían ustedes que Celia hizo un concierto en Frankfurt, Alemania, con las Estrellas de España y el maestro Tito Puente? Y muchos de ustedes se preguntarán, ¿desde cuándo y cómo se conocen Tito Puente y la doña, la dueña de la canción latina, Celia Cruz? Corría el año de 1955 y en La Habana, Cuba, en Radio Progreso, se presentaba Tito Puente con su orquesta. Ya Celia pertenecía a la Sonora Matancera. En una introducción, en una abertura de Tito Puente, invita a Celia a participar en ese programa de Radio Progreso. Y años más tarde, en el año de 1966, ya Celia, radicada en los Estados Unidos, decide grabar su primer larga duración con el maestro Tito Puente. Luego corren 66, 67, 68 y comienza la década de los 70, donde Celia Cruz ingresa a la maquinaria Fania. Y de allá para acá ya es historia amplia y conocida por toda la América Latina. Vamos a recibir a la dueña de la canción, Celia Cruz.
Gracias, muchas gracias. Seguimos con mis tambores, bata, porque me embullé, ¿ok? Oh, mío, llena ya. La reina es
Yes, that's Celia Cruz. We're celebrating Black History Month. With Eddie Rodriguez.
Yeah, thank you so much, Beverly. We just heard a wonderful set, Celia Cruz, with we started off tonight with her and so many salsa artists that were paying homage to her while she was alive at a tribute concert. And then you had the collaboration, the composition, Yema Ya, with the great Tito Puente conducting the Caracas Orchestra. Then we heard Celia Cruz in Zaire, Africa, with Timbara, which was, it's really interesting because the videos to these, all the compositions, all these tunes that you've been playing tonight, are so incredible, and everyone is able to enjoy them on YouTube, just tapping in the word Celia Cruz, C-E-L, C like in Charlie, E, Eddie, L, Larry, I, Iris, A, Alicia, Cruz, C-R-U-Z, like in zebra. And see some of the emotion that was going on, especially that Africa live concert that we just heard. That was during the Thriller. No, that was the Rumble in the Jungle. That was the Muhammad Ali, George Foreman fight that was organized in Zaire, Africa, and the final All-Stars were invited to perform during that event. However, George Foreman couldn't make it to the fight during that time. They had to postpone it. But the final All-Stars, Johnny Pacheco was the leader of the final All-Stars, may he rest in peace. They did the show. They had all the top artists of salsa music performing, and this is one of the great tracks that Celia performed that was already famous in the U.S. And after that, we heard her with Ray Barreto, which is a great conga icon in the Latin music industry, conguero, musician, band leader, composer, jazz musician as well. Ray Barreto, may rest in peace, with Celia Cruz and Adalberto Santiago. They heard her in a collaboration with another great Latin singer, Adalberto Santiago. And Celia Cruz together was a hit song during its day. So we got to get a taste of Celia Cruz with three different band leaders, three different bands, actually, orchestra. And her flow was, she was improvising and, it was things that she invented on the spot to be able to go along with the song or the theme of the song. And it's just amazing seeing her live, how the audience would spark up. Going through a frenzy when she mentioned one word. It was azúcar, and azúcar, it should mean sugar. But azúcar is the way you pronounce it, but she pronounced it like Afro-Cuban, azúcar. And, man, it was something else. The crowd was going to a frenzy. And throughout her, song, she would always mention, she would always say that word, azúcar, like it's azúcar, like sweet. This was sweet. This was dance music. This was swinging. And it was sweet. And so we got a chance tonight to hear some of that. How did you feel about it, Beverly?
Oh, yeah. So she's like, she was like a superstar in Latin music.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And I enjoy her music. And I do have the video in the chat room if you want to look at her performance, especially the one with, what's her name, Gloria Gaynor. I had that in the chat room. But
right.
Yes,
yeah, that was
Yeah, and I'm glad that, you know, that you're doing these series with us, because when I heard that they were putting her on the corn, if I wasn't doing these series with you, I wouldn't even know who she was. So when I heard that, I was like, okay, I was really familiar with her music.
Yes, and I thank you so much for reaching out and, you know, talking about Sedna. This is it's a perfect time to honor the woman that was known as the queen of salsa music. You know, she went through everything you could imagine, and she was able to come to New York and involved with Tito Puente. May he rest in peace. Tito Puente, a wonderful human being, my mentor. I was able to work with him for many years. I was able to participate in his last recording called Masterpiece with Eddie Palmieri on the production team. And that project was 10 years in the making. So I was able to be involved with that. But it would not have been possible with a man that his heart first was in soul music, wasn't it? James Brown, Afro, Puerto Rican Dominican by the name of Ralph Mercado, may he rest in peace. Ralph Mercado was responsible for creating a lot of superstars we know today. As you know, there is a strategy that has to take, you know, be executed in order to get any artist. And then this particular case, Celia Cruz had a wonderful voice and was a great talent, great entertainer, dancing on stage and, you know, feeling it, you know, and making the audience feel it. She sang and from her heart. And, you know, she started early. You know, she started in the 40s and into the 50s and into the 60s, into the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. You know, before she passed, she had some major hits, you know, and I was honored to know her and her husband. But the man that was behind the, let's call it the machinery that was working behind the scenes for Celia Cruz was a gentleman by the name of Ralph Mercado. And he started off with Celia by managing her, becoming her manager. And, you know, he became Tito Puente's manager. So it was Tito Puente and Celia Cruz that he was managing out of his office, Ralph Mercado Management in New York City. And Ralph was born in Brooklyn. He's a New York, Puerto Rican, Dominican. His mother was Puerto Rican. I worked for Ralph, and I was affiliated with him from 1975 until his passing in 2009. And he doesn't get enough credit for what he did in that music, because a voice like Celia Cruz's could have been lost in the masses. But he had love for her as a, you know, as a mother, you know, motherly love for her. And there was something that happened, you know, throughout the time where Ralph was interested in Cuban music, and the Miami community, Cuban exile community was kind of a little bit not happy with Ralph, and she had to part ways with Ralph. And Ralph, I was with Ralph the night that she did that, and he was heartbroken. And, you know, it was like 20 decades that he had worked with Celia, and, you know, here it is in the 90s, and, you know, she says, you know, she had to cut ties with him. You know, the interesting thing is that Ralph had an employee that was Cuban American by the name of Omar Patillo. Patillo was a staff member in the office, and you know, Ralph had gone through a few people that helped Celia get to the point where she was her image had changed, you know, with wigs and gowns, expensive wigs, you know, makeup artists, you know it was and the presentation and the connection with the king and the queen of Latin music, you know, Tito Puente and Celia Cruz.
Right.
And they went over the world, and that Salia was the only woman among the top salsa singers, you know, of the time, which were the Fania All-Stars, and those iconic figures still today are beloved in the salsa music community. But Celia Cruz was the only female, and she used to, and everybody loved her. So once again, I want to thank you. And, you know, she made history this month in February by being the first woman to be honored on a quarter that's going to be minted, the Afro-Cuban singer from Havana, Cuba, you know, that was able to make it to the U.S. and found her life in the U.S. and made her life, and, you know, this was able to bring joy and entertainment to the masses all over the world. So we're thankful to you, Beverly D, for allowing us to showcase and spotlight a black artist in the Latin music industry, Celia Cruz. Rest in peace, Celia Cruz.
Yeah, thank us. Here we go again. We got a
por seguir con este tema. Yo no sé escribir poema ni tampoco una canción sin un tema de amor. Cada palabra, cada verso me recuerda el momento que mi amor se te entregó, que mi amor se te entregó y usted abusó. Usted abusó de mi cariño, usted abusó. Sacó partido de mí, abusó, sacó provecho de mí, abusó, y fue mi mal, me destruyó el desamor, su gran escuela del dolor, ya no sé si lo maldice o lo bendice el corazón, cada palabra, cada verso, me recuerda el momento, que mi amor se te entregó, cuando te entregué mi amor y usted abusó.
esa negrita que va caminando, esa negrita tiene su tumbao, y cuando la gente la va mirando, ella baila de lado, también apretado, apretado, apretado.
La negra tiene tumbao,
azúcar, azúcar,
y no camina de lado.
Si quieres llegar derecho, mejor camina de frente, para que no haya un tropiezo, y vengas y te lo mente. Si quieres llegar primero, mejor se corre despacio, disfruta bien de la vida, cariño, aunque tomando medidas. ¡Aplausos!
La negra tiene
tumbao, tiene tumbao,
y no camina de lado,
y no camina de lado, y no camina de lado.
La negra tiene tumbao,
¡ay, tumbao!
Nunca camina de lado,
nunca camina de lado, de lado.
Tiene tumbao, tiene tumbao, anda por el cielo, no camina de lado. Tiene tumbao, tiene tumbao.
Cuando la gente se muere, ay Dios mío, se dice que era tan buena, tan buena, tan buena cuando vivía, como la noche y el día. ¿Tú crees que a mí me vengan a decir la verdad? No aguanto ya más mentiras, siempre lo mismo, disfruto bien de la vida, aunque tomando medidas.
¡A toda! La negra tiene tumbao,
tiene tumbao, tiene tumbao,
y no camina de lado,
y no camina de lado, y no camina de lado.
La negra tiene tumbao,
¡ay, tumbao!
Nunca camina de lado,
nunca camina de lado, de lado.
Anda que le chito, anda que le chito, no camina de lado.
La negra tiene tumbao,
tiene tumbao, anda que le chito, no camina de lado. Diosa de la noche, dulce como el melao, otra como ella yo nunca he encontrado. Ven aquí para poder compartir, porque eres tú la negra linda que me hace feliz. Otra no quiero, eres tú la que me da inspiración. Si me muero, me hace falta más que mi corazón. Otra no quiero, si no está tiempo de desesperación. Si me muero, siempre más te será mi tocación. Tiene tumbao, ándate de chito, no camina de lado. Diosa de la noche, dulce como el melao, otra como ella yo nunca he encontrado.
Esta negrita tiene tumbao, todo la sigue por su caminado. Esta negrita
Tonight with Eddie Rodriguez, we are listening to Celia Cruz. And if you have any questions or comments, you can call in at 323-642-1586 and push to number one. Yes, Eddie Cruz. We're listening to Celia Cruz. I mean, Eddie Rodriguez.
Hey.
And we're listening to Celia Cruz.
Thank you so much, Beverly, for, you know, giving us the time on Truth to Power to be able to honor and spotlight a great Afro-Latina, Afro-Cuban, African-American, because she became, an American citizen.
Did she come over?
Well, you know, she got here in the 60s, right after Fidel Castro banned her from ever returning to Cuba.
Mm.
I mean, this is a woman that had, lived a wonderful life through the revolution, performing with different groups and then getting the honor of being the lead vocalist for Sonora Matancera, which was solicited all over the world. You know, this was big band dance music, and she was the lead singer. After the revolution, she ended up in New York City. And, the story is, we heard part of it tonight, that Tito Puente met her in Cuba in 1955. And he approached her to do a number with him in Cuba. And when she landed in New York, she gravitated immediately to Tito, and they started working together. And then from there, we heard some wonderful compositions tonight. We heard Usted Abusó. That was a collaboration on Fania Records, which is a label that, concentrated specifically on this genre of music, which was influenced from the, Caribbean, from Afro-Cuban, and from Afro-Latino music, so to speak, drums and, the percussion and the horns, the melodies and the arrangements, adding violins on this last one we heard, Encantigo with Peter Conde Rodriguez, another Afro-Puerto Rican artist, black Puerto Rican who, once again, these people did not identify themselves in any way, shape, or form as being white or other. They were, considered themselves black. It grew like that. Willie Colon, who was popular at the time, started doing, collaborations. He did an album with her. It was an incredible album. That song, Usted Abusó, was one of the top hits from that album. And then we heard her with an incredible master, flautist, songwriter, arranger, band leader. The band, he was the heart of Fania All-Stars. He was the man, the late, great Johnny Pacheco. And that particular tune, Sopa y Botella, once again, these are stories. And, it's incredible because since I know how this today, how the music industry works, a lot of the improvisations on the songs, were done on the spot. They weren't written out. So they are part of the song. However, it's interesting that though the contribution to the song was never recognized as a collaborator of the works, so to speak, the song, so thereby not being credited as a songwriter and not receiving royalties.
Mm.
That was Johnny Pacheco. Fania, was big at that time, and that was the 70s, and And then, you know, we heard her doing something with Peter Conde Rodriguez, which is very interesting, with Fania Olson. You know, it was, once again, the magic of the Fania All-Stars and that entire wonderful ensemble that they have on piano, Papo Luca, another Afro-Puerto Rican, and Peter Conde and others who were able to collaborate with Celia Cruz. And, you know, what we got was magic, music that will last forever.
And we do have our hand raised here, so let's open up the line here. Okay, 424.
Yeah, so la Eddie Rodriguez.
Como yeah,
estamos? This is Tariq.
This is Tariq, brother
hey,
to
Tariq.
Kevin Ricard. Conozco Kevin Ricard, porque es sonista.
Oh, yeah, I remember Kevin. Yeah, my boy Kevin from L.A., man. Yeah, he did real good for himself, man. That's, I'm so proud of him. You know, I knew him in the early days, you know, so.
From Los Candilejas.
Yeah, Candilejas, exactly. I was there.
Oh,
was
yeah.
There.
Well, I was there,
yeah,
three.
you know, Jesus, El Niño Jesus with La Verdad, I forgot what his name was, but yeah, you know, Azuquita, all those cats.
All the cats, man. Yeah, I was there. You know, I've been at that since I'm 11 years old.
All right. Well, look, welcome to the show. Thank you for thank you so much, man, for supporting the show. What do you think of the show tonight?
Oh man, I love it. You start off my weekend early with because I usually start on Friday night with my salsa and Latin jazz and the stuff I grew up with since I'm 11 years old. Man, I'm 80 now, and this music keeps me alive. You know,
man. I know the feeling, man.
I know you
I'm
do.
I'm on your frequency, man. God bless you.
Yeah, man, thank you so much for all the great stuff that you've been involved in and done for the music as well, you know, because el nombre Rodriguez es muy popular, man. It's muy grande en la música, you know.
Oh, wow. His phone dropped. He's going to have to call back in. He'll call back
what?
In a minute.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes. And so...
I texted you some stuff. I was texting you while the music was on. You know, I heard Celia and Conde and Matancera. You know, I grew up on all that stuff. You know, we couldn't play baseball for a while, so we had to listen to the music and then learn how to dance.
There you go. We have a lot more. We have some more Celia Cruz. Thank you for calling in, and God bless you. And keep the feeling going, man.
Yeah, man. Kevin did her last gig, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting when we played that first tune with Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, Yo Viviré.
Uh-huh.
She did part of it with Kimbara. You know, we heard her later on with the tune that Kimbara, but with the Funny All Stars in Zaire, Africa, where she
uh-huh.
was, she was it. You know, she had, you know, she was on the pocket.
Yeah, for sure.
But the first tune, you know, you could already see that she was already, you know, that was they had diagnosed her with cancer and things like that. So that was. The wonderful human being, a wonderful lady, you know.
The great queen.
Yeah,
the
incredible.
Great queen of music, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so we don't have that anymore.
And Eddie, I just wanted to let you know that Tariq, he co-hosts with me every Friday. So he's one of the co-hosts on here.
Listen, you know, we have something in common. We love Beverly D. Truth to power.
And we love salsa. And we love the great música de los indígenas de los Americas. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Yeah, this is
thanks so much for calling in, man. We're going to listen to some more Celia Cruz.
Yeah, my, okay. I appreciate it. Peace out.
Better love.
Better love.
Señoras y señores, y esta noche, por primera vez, con el más caluroso de los aplausos, pido para que ustedes reciban a la guarachera de Cuba, Celia Cruz, y al sonero mayor, Ismael Rivera, cantando a uno.
cúcara, reina, reina, cúcara,
cúcara, cúcara.
Ay, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara,
cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara,
cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara,
cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara,
cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, cúcara, queridos televidentes, muy buenas noches. La gran fábrica de tabacos El Paraíso tiene el gusto de presentar a ustedes la Sonora Matancera con Celia Cruz y las Mulatas de Fuego.
Con la sandunga que yo traigo para cumbanchar, con el meneo que yo tengo para guarachar, no hay otro ritmo que se me interponga, porque yo vivo la rumba, y cuando siento repicar el quinto, qué sabroso está. Lo mismo bailo para aquí o para allá, que me meneo como pueda sandunguearme más. Pueda aguantar. Mueve, mueve la cintura, con este ritmo no hay quien se pueda aguantar. Ahí suena la timba timbero,
mueve la cintura,
que suenen bien esos cueros,
mueve la cintura,
ahí baila mulata y sonero,
mueve la cintura,
ahí rumba rumbita y rumbero,
mueve la cintura,
ahí suena la timba timbero.
Oh,
Yes, we're here with Eddie Rodriguez, and we're listening to Cecilia Cruz in this Black History Month. We're listening to Latin music, Black artists.
Beverly, that was a wonderful set. Thank you once again for allowing us to join you to celebrate Black History Month, focusing on Black Latino artists like Afro-Cuban singer, the queen of salsa music, Celia Cruz. And there's not anyone that has come along just yet to have been able to reach the heights that she reached in her career, starting as a teenager in Havana, Cuba, and being on the radio there and being recognized to perform with this group of dancers as their singer, and with La Sonora Matancera that was famous at the time. And she was a beautiful Black, just a beautifully dressed and beautiful hair. Everything was just so beautiful about Celia Cruz, her look, her singing, her style, a queen, you know. And we were able to honor her tonight, thanks to you. And I think she deserves more time. Once again, this is the last episode of the Black History Month series on Truth to Power to spotlight a Black artist in Latin music. We're talking about Afro-Cuban, Afro-Puerto Rican. We heard one tune tonight with Ismael Rivera, Cucala. That was a collaboration between an Afro-Puerto Rican and an Afro-Cuban, a male Afro-Cuban who was considered the sonero mayor, which means the ultimate improviser in tropical Latin music. And La Sonera Mayor, which was, once again, Celia Cruz is considered the ultimate as a poet, improviser, being able to entertain with her, with not only her the tone of her voice, but her stage presence and charisma. She left a legacy that is being worked on by a young man, a Cuban American in Miami by the name of Omer Pardillo, who's been able to keep that legacy alive of Celia Cruz. And, you know, I thank him for keeping that legacy alive. You know, her and Tito Puente were the top, artists in Latin music. They toured the world. They opened the doors for the other salsa groups and tropical Latin music groups that ended up touring right after them, and a lot of credit goes to Celia Cruz and to the late great Tito Puente, the king and the queen of salsa music.
Yes, and I do have another hand raised. 810-358.
Yes, I just wanted to thank you, Beverly, and Brother Eddie, and Elder Tariq, and Dr. D'Angelo out there listening in. And I just imagine the drums traveling across the waters, you know, all the history of the waters out there, the Bermuda Triangle, the continent of Abyssinia, and over here in these lands, and in South America, Central America, you know, Japan, all of South Korea, all over the world, his sister is known, you know. And it's just, man, it's an honor to hear these spiritual vibes. And man, I love that Beverly called me one day about 10 years ago. I was at a taqueria eating a big fat gordita of nopalita and aguacate, and she called and asked me if I would come on and say a few words on her show. And I've been with her at least 10 or 11 years. I don't even know how long it's been a long time, but never imagined that we'd be here today, you know, with these vibes. So, man, it's spirit. When you're talking about spirit, man, we need to stay right there, man. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there with that spirit, man. We would never lose. So thank y'all so much. I really appreciate it. I love y'all very much.
Thank you. Thank God.
Better love, like Beverly says, better love to you, Eric. Thank you so much for those comments. And, you know, you were the one that introduced me to Beverly. So I thank you. We did a black artist in Latin music back in during the pandemic, during Hispanic Heritage Month 2021. And we did another one in 2022. We had a spotlight on Latin music, but and now Black History Month. So, you know, thank you for introducing me to Beverly to be able to bring some of this music. This is a public service. This is live, unscripted, you know, radio, Block Talk Radio. And, you know, I'm on my iPhone. Beverly's on her computer. And she uploads the music that I send. I curate the show. And I hope that the listeners and everyone feels it. That's the most important thing, that spiritual vibe like you were talking about. So thank you very much, Eric. Beverly, I think we're going to sign off now and tell you a little bit more, Celia Cruz, for our wonderful listening audience.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Better love.
Tú tienes la bemba.
bajita, ¿ok? ¡Olora! Un poquito más fuerte, please.
¡Olora!
Encerraron por la tarde.
¡Olora!
A la hija de Juan Simón.
¡Olora!
Era Simón en el pueblo.
¡Olora!
El único encerrador colorado. El mismo a tu propia hija y tú verás. Soy encerrado y vengo a Dios. Quiero oírlo, quiero oírlo. ¡Díganlo!